Welcome to Ancient Future Faith with Dr. Chris Alford, pastor of Epiclesis, an ancient future faith community in Sacramento. Just what is ancient future Christian faith? Join Chris each week as he talks with special guests about a refreshing renewal in evangelical worship and spirituality that's helping many believers get in touch with their ancient Christian heritage. Now, with another look at how the road to the evangelical future runs through the ancient past, here's Dr. Chris Alford.
Well, hi there, folks, and welcome back once again to another edition of Ancient Future Faith. You're listening to a radio broadcast brought to you by the ministry of a church called Epiclesis, an ancient future faith community here in Sacramento, California. We are a non-denominational evangelical church that believes that the road to the future runs through our ancient Christian past. And each week, right here on this program, I bring you a variety of guests from across, well, actually, the United States and in some cases even the world to talk about this thing called ancient future faith, to talk about how the church is looking back to its ancient classic Christian roots to inform and revive and revitalize a faith for today. My guest today on Ancient Future Faith is Dr. Lisa Deem. Hi, Lisa, and welcome.
Hi, Chris. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, it's really nifty to have you. Lisa is an award-winning author and speaker. She uses art of the Christian past to illuminate modern faith and was drawn to the Ancient Future Faith Network. And by the way, Lisa, we want to thank you also for being a part of that organization and also being on our board because of her interest in medieval maps, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. But Lisa, mostly we're getting ready for and getting excited about a trip you've got planned coming to Sacramento.
Yes, I'm so excited to come and be with all of you at Epiclesis.
We're going to be having a retreat, folks, that the whole community, that is to say, anybody who's listening to me, is welcome to attend. And the event is on October 7 and 8 at the beautiful Christ the King Retreat Center in Citrus Heights, California. It's a suburb of Sacramento. And Dr. Lisa Deem will be our retreat leader. And Lisa, we want to talk today a little bit about some of the things you have in mind for the retreat. We don't want to spoil it, right? We don't want to give away the all the secrets. But we're going to be talking, about maps. Tell me a little bit about what you have in mind.
Okay. Well, Chris, for the retreat, which I'm really excited about, we're going to explore the Christ-centered spirituality of the Middle Ages.
Okay.
And I want to do that to give us a historical church perspective on how we can be centered in our own lives. And we'll also be looking a bit at the practice of pilgrimage as part of this and how historical pilgrimage practices can help us with our walk of faith today.
Let's talk a little bit about pilgrimages right now because it's really on my mind. This is the season of the year that, tons of people go to Spain to walk the pilgrimage, the traditional pilgrimage, the Way of St. James. And in fact, two of our Epiclesis church members right now are in Spain, even as we speak, walking that pilgrimage trail. What got you interested in pilgrimage? And tell us at least a couple of things that we can learn about pilgrimages, I guess both ancient and contemporary, that might help us in our own Christian walk.
Well, I got interested in pilgrimage through my studies in medieval world maps.
Okay.
Because some of these maps show the really important pilgrimage sites in Christian history, and especially the Middle Ages. And one of them is the Camino de Santiago, where two of the Epiclesis people are now, and I sure hope they're back so I can talk to them about their experience.
Yeah, they're coming back on, I think, the 21st of September, so you will get to talk to them.
Oh, good. Well, the practice of pilgrimage and walking the paths is so interesting, you know, for giving us a window into how people practiced their faith in the Middle Ages. And also, it becomes a metaphor or an image for how we can experience our spiritual walk today. I think it was the parson in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. They were on their way to Canterbury, and
right.
He said that every pilgrimage is an image of our journey to the heavenly Jerusalem.
Wow.
So when we take a pilgrimage or think about that, we're kind of encouraged to think about our walk of faith through our whole life and how we keep going to the places where Christ is calling us.
I was thinking as you were talking that idea of walking a pilgrimage really is a beautiful metaphor, isn't it, of walking out your baptism. And it's the destination is wonderful, but it's sort of only half the story, isn't it? That the actual journey itself and being in the company of others really is also a fairly interesting symbol of our Christianity.
Absolutely. I want to talk at our retreat about how the destination and the experience of the walk itself really combine to teach us about our spirituality.
Folks, you're listening to an interview with Dr. Lisa Deem. She is the author of a wonderful book called A World Transformed. The subtitle is Exploring the Spirituality of Medieval Maps. And by the way, you can find that book on Amazon.com, other booksellers, and be sure to look for it because it's a marvelous book, beautifully illustrated. And she talks about medieval maps. And the interesting thing, at least for you, Lisa, is that medieval maps have a way of showing us how we can center our own lives in Christ. Lisa mentioned a retreat a moment ago, and here's what she's talking about. And folks, I want you to put this down on your calendars. On October 7th and 8th, 2016, right here in Sacramento in Citrus Heights, we're going to have a wonderful retreat open to the public that will feature Dr. Lisa Deem. And folks, the retreat is titled Living Centered. And she's going to be talking to us about how we can center our lives on Christ. Lisa, I said earlier, I don't want to give it all away. We don't want to give away all of the things that you're going to be doing at the retreat. But I do want you to walk through a little bit of the content and at least point to the big bits that we can latch onto so people can get an idea about the material we're going to cover at the retreat and what they can expect if they come.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Well, as I mentioned, we want to look at how the wisdom of the ancient and the medieval church can help us to be centered in our Christian life today.
Okay.
And to begin doing that, I want us to look at some medieval maps made around the year 1300. And the reason for that is that these maps place the city of Jerusalem and the life of Christ in the center of the known world.
Wow.
And I don't think that's giving too much away to say that.
No.
We have some beautiful images to look at and details to look at. And what a beautiful image these maps are of a Christ-centered life. So we want to see what light can that shed for us as we try to live centered on Christ. So we want to take a look at the maps, and then the maps will lead into looking a little bit about pilgrimage, as we just talked about, because these same maps also show pilgrimage routes to places like Jerusalem. And so by looking at the maps, we can get a sense of our spiritual journey in Christ. And I wanted everyone to know that I'm planning the retreat to be a really interactive experience.
Yeah, talk about that.
Sure, we'll have times of teaching and looking at the maps and images, but also some hands-on exercises and also a chance to do some spiritual practices. For example, walking the beautiful labyrinth at the retreat center.
Right. Lisa, I was mentioning this last Sunday that it was going to be an interactive retreat, and we already have several teenagers signed up for the retreat, so I wanted people to know that it's really a retreat not for all ages. We certainly won't have childcare available, that kind of thing, but it's a retreat that even teenagers, I think, would be able to enjoy. And I appreciate you mentioning the fact that it's going to be hands-on. I should also point out that you mentioned just a moment ago that the retreat is at the beautiful Christ the King Retreat Center in Citrus Heights. And at the retreat center, there are, well, first of all, beautiful grounds for people to walk on. But there's also a lovely prayer labyrinth, a place for you to go and pray, meditate on scripture. And that's a practice that does itself go all the way back to medieval times. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm very excited. I think the grounds at the retreat center are going to enhance what we're talking about in such a wonderful way and let us get some practice, you know, doing and living out some of the things we're going to be talking about.
You're listening to an interview with Dr. Lisa Deem. She's an author. She is also, I'm proud to say, coming to Sacramento on October 7th and 8th. She'll also be speaking, by the way, at Epiclesis the following day, Sunday the 9th. And she's coming to lead a retreat for us. It's open to the public, and I want to tell you about it, folks. All you have to do to get more information is to zip over to the website epiclesis.org. That's EPICLESIS.org. You'll see some information there in our news section about the retreat, and you get a sense of what will be covered in the retreat, but also some details about, you know, where to go and how much it is and so on. Let me just mention once again that it's at the Christ the King Retreat Center on October 7th and 8th. The cost is $35. That covers the use of the facility, plus lunch is included on Saturday. You'll be pleased to hear, Lisa, that we're going to have snacks and lunch, and we have several spots available. So far, 36 have signed up for the retreat. My goal is 50, so spots are quickly being taken up, and so folks, I want you to get your registration in. Just go to the website and find the information there. You can click on a link and tell me that you're coming so that we can reserve a spot just for you. Lisa, a moment ago, we mentioned the retreat grounds, prayer labyrinth, a place for prayer and meditation. I want to go back, just if I can, to something you said a moment ago about pilgrimages in the medieval church and in the medieval world. Would you just take a few moments to tell us a little bit about what medieval life would have been like? And then I want to ask you a couple of questions about the world that they lived in and some of the ways that they might have cared for their own spirituality.
Well, Chris, one of the things that I love about the medieval world is how they saw their spirituality and Christ as such an integral part of their world, kind of permeating everything. And I don't think we see the world that way today most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So on their maps, when they saw Christ living at the center of their world, that's really a big deal because, you know, they put Jesus on their maps, you know, on the same maps that they put their towns on and their trade routes and their cathedrals. So when they looked at the map, they saw that they themselves were living in a Christ-centered world, you know, full of the history of God's people and the story that God is telling about the world. And people might have interacted with this in all kinds of ways. One of those amazing maps, the Hereford map, was displayed in Hereford Cathedral, which was a place of pilgrimage in the Middle Ages in England. And a lot of ordinary people went there on pilgrimage. And, you know, let's say we had a pilgrim going to the cathedral after some kind of a journey, and they walk into the cathedral to see the tomb of one of the saints, St. Thomas Cantilupe. And maybe they came because they needed healing and they wanted to pray, you know, near one of the saints. Maybe they came to renew their faith. And scholars believe that the Hereford map was displayed in the same area that the pilgrims would have gone through, so that it was a part of their pilgrimage experience. So here they are actually doing a spiritual practice, going on a sacred journey, and they come into the cathedral, maybe they pray at the tomb of the saints, and then they see this beautiful 4-foot image of the world, which just reinforces everything they have done. You know, it reinforces it by showing pilgrimage routes throughout the world and by showing a world in which Christ reigns at the center and showing them inside that world. They could have found the city of Hereford where they were standing, and they could have reached out and touched it and received the message that they, you know, had a place in God's beautiful world, that they were part of this incredible history. So I feel like the world was very, you know, rich for them in a way that we might be missing today. So I love to try to go back and recapture a little bit of that worldview.
I recall my own studies in theology and church history, and sometimes the medieval world gets short shrift, doesn't it? We kind of just skip over the Middle Ages, thinking that there's not a lot that we can learn there or appreciate. But the Holy Spirit has a history, as Dr. Thomas Oden has said, and we would do well to see how he has moved and worked and lived in the lives of people who came before us. Folks who lived in the Middle Ages might not have been able to read, but they did make these pilgrimages, as you say, for example, to see this beautiful map that not only shows where they live, where they are, but also shows Christ at the center of the world. And in just seeing that map, it has a beautiful way of centering their own lives, doesn't it? I'm fascinated by that concept.
Yes, so am I. We see the idea of Christ being at the center throughout Scripture. I mean, that's kind of the point of Scripture. Christ does center our experience. And the author of Hebrews tells us to keep our eyes fixed on Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. And these maps seem to put that teaching into practice and encouraged Christians in the Middle Ages to see their whole world that way, the world that they walked in their everyday life.
So, Lisa, today we have GPS and MapQuest, and everybody seems nowadays has a little gadget in their car that tells them which way to go, and you could do it almost without thinking, right? And in fact, some people get in trouble when their GPS leads them in directions that they didn't actually want to go. So someone might be tempted to say, hey, I know all about maps, and I just sort of take it as it comes. It's sort of not a big deal to me. But we can learn a lot from these ancient maps, and I'm excited about you coming to Sacramento to share that with us. Folks, you're listening to an interview with Dr. Lisa Deem. She's the author of a wonderful book I want to commend to you called A World Transformed, Exploring the Spirituality of Medieval Maps. And I'm so proud to say that she's coming to Sacramento on October 7 and 8 for a retreat that is open to the public. I'd love for you to come. Do you need to learn more about how to live a centered life as a believer? Do you want to see what you can learn about spirituality in a Christ-centered life from medieval maps, and or take some stock in your own life and chart out your own spiritual life? Then I want you to come to the retreat. In our remaining moments, Lisa, I thought at least in broad sketch, you might want to tell us a little bit about how the retreat will break down. I know we have a session on Friday night, and then we're going to be together most of the day on Saturday, and then we'll conclude with having the Lord's Supper together in the afternoon. But do you want to share at least in a broad way some of the things you'll be covering and give us a sketch of the outline of the retreat, please?
I'd love to. Well, on Saturday, I would love to take you all at the retreat on a visual and spiritual tour of medieval maps to see what the medieval world was like and to lead us to the idea of Christ centering our world. So we'll see in detail how they saw their world through some, you know, amazing pictures of that. And then we'll have a chance to put that into practice. We'll make a map of our spiritual life, and that will be to encourage us to see Christ at the center of everything that we go through in our world. And so I'll lead everyone through that step by step. It's a really fun exercise. And then after we break for lunch, when we come back, we'll delve into pilgrimage and what that can tell us about our walk of faith. As you said, everyone takes some kind of map on a journey, even if it's a GPS unit. How can we take our spiritual journey? How can we get where we're trying to go? Maybe medieval and historical pilgrimage can help us with that. And after we finish learning about that and doing a few exercises on the way, we'll have a chance to do a mini pilgrimage right at the retreat center. Perhaps taking a prayer walk around the grounds, or walking the prayer labyrinth, or even walking our way through the Stations of the Cross as a way to take our pilgrimage with Jesus. So at every step of the way, I'd really like to put into practice some of the things we're learning from the ancient and medieval church.
Well, I can't wait. And folks, I don't want you to miss this. It's a truly unique experience, and you're going to want to learn more. But it's more than just about head knowledge, isn't it, Lisa? It's also going to be hands-on and experiential, and I want people to have the opportunity. Again, all you have to do is bounce over to the Epiclesis website. That's EPICLESIS.org, and learn more about the retreat. You can get some details about where it is and how much it costs. It's inexpensive. We just need to cover the cost for our use of the facility and also lunch. And then, by the way, we'd love for you to stick around for Sunday morning. Lisa will also be with us in worship on Sunday morning, October 9. And I'm really looking forward to introducing Sacramento to Lisa Deem and Lisa Deem to our people here. Lisa, we have a few moments remaining. I note that you are at least working on or thinking about another book at some point. You want to tell us about what you've got in the works these days?
Yes, I'd say it's still in the research and development stage.
Okay.
But I am thinking a lot about pilgrimage, which is everywhere these days, and which I came to through the pilgrimage routes that are shown on medieval maps. And many people take a pilgrimage today. And I'm interested in seeing how the pilgrimage experience, what it can tell us about our spiritual life, and especially by looking at the great age of pilgrimage, which is the Middle Ages, and how pilgrimage can be a metaphor, an image, an encouragement for us to keep going on our walk of faith, even when the road twists and turns, it gets a little difficult. And there are several writers, saints and mystics from the Middle Ages, who write about this, who say the pilgrimages that people are taking, the actual physical pilgrimages, are a great spiritual exercise to think about your faith,
wow.
The faith that you live every day, the faith that is your life from its beginning to its end. So we'll touch on that at the retreat, and that's something that I'm thinking about and would love to write about maybe in a book project.
Well, I can't wait for it to come out because I loved A World Transformed so much, and I'm hoping that when the time comes for the new book, we can also interview you here on the radio program and we can tell people about it. The book, again, is A World Transformed. It's exploring the spirituality of medieval maps. The author is my guest today, Dr. Lisa Deem, D-E-A-M, and I'm proud to say she's also coming out our way here in just a few short weeks on October 7th and 8th to lead a retreat for Epiclesis, but also it's open to the public. I'd love for you to come. You can find more information on the website, epiclesis.org. That's E-P-I-C-L-E-S-I-S.org. By the way, there's one other website, Lisa, that we ought to tell people about, and that is the ancientfuturefaithnetwork.org site. You can find more information about Lisa's book there, and you can visit her website. You can drop her a line, an email, learn more about her there. Again, that website is ancientfuturefaithnetwork.org. Lisa Deem, any other final thoughts for us before we depart today?
No, just that I am excited to see you in Sacramento. I will pack my maps, and I will see you there.
We can't wait. Do you need a map to get here, by the way, or are you pretty sure you can find it?
Well, I'm hoping the pilot will take care of that part. But I'll pack my spiritual map for sure.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, Dr. Lisa Deem, thank you so much for joining us. It's a privilege and an honor to speak to you. Folks, until we gather for another edition of Ancient Future Faith, I really want you to keep this in mind, that for us evangelical Christians, surely the road to our future runs through our ancient Christian past. Until next time, folks, the Lord be with you.
Thank you for joining us for another look at Ancient Future Faith. There is a refreshing wind of renewal blowing through the Evangelical Church as more and more worshipers turn for inspiration to the rich language and pattern of the ancient church, and they're rediscovering classic Christianity and learning to draw strength from a deep well of time-tested truth and tradition. Want to experience Ancient Future Faith for yourself? Join us for worship at Epiclesis in Sacramento on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. in the chapel at 4600 Winding Way. You can contact us by calling 916-572-9113 or online at epiclesis.org. That's 916-572-9113. or on the web at epiclesis.org.
Hi folks, it's Pastor Chris with one more word before we sign off. The long season after Pentecost is the perfect time to experience worship at Epiclesis, or maybe jump into a small group. There's always something happening at Epiclesis, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. Think about joining us for worship this summer. You'll be warmly welcome. As always, find more information on the web at epiclesis.org. That's epiclesis.org. The Lord be with you, and see you next Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. for another edition of Ancient Future Faith.